Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Sitka's first brewery and its first drugstore have something in common. One, James Schmeg, a German immigrant who came to Sitka in 1870. After partnering in the Lazarack Saloon while working in the U.S. Army's apothecary shop, Schmeg opened his own drugstore sometime before 1879. Located near where the Moose Lodge stands today, Schmeg had to resort to not only peddling apothecary supplies, he sold vegetables and took a job as a watchman for the U.S. Customs Department. Yet always looking for a buck, he entered one business venture that almost cost him his life. Sitkins have always appreciated frosty beverages, especially when they're brewed with our own crystal-clear waters. And Schmeg, being a good German and lover of beer, recognized an opportunity when he saw one. To augment his income, in 1880, Sitka's first pharmacist decided to sell the fine beers of Abraham Cohen, who had just built the Sitka Brewery in 1878 on the banks of Swan Lake Creek. For the next few years, Cohen and Schmeg had the beer trade to themselves, until Nicholas Dern and Henry Imhoff, also known as Dutch Henry, established the Bavarian Brewery in an empty house on Indian River. Basically, the two breweries had only two thirsty markets at the time, Sitka and Wrangell. But it wasn't long before Juneau's growing mining population longed for our malty suds. That's when the problems began. Dern and Imhoff of the Bavarian Brewery considered Juneau to be their territory. So much so that Dern threatened to shoot proprietor Schmeg if he marketed Cohen's Sitka Brewery beer in Juneau. Well, it wasn't but a few nights later that two shots, and not the alcoholic kind, rained into Schmeg's apothecary and saloon. Luckily, Schmeg, who usually slept on a couch in the store, was reposing at home. Most likely because another night on the shop sofa didn't seem like a good idea, considering his latest heated business endeavor. Good thinking. He escaped unharmed that night. But not so for the Bavarian Brewery boys. Hearing about the shooting, the commander of the USS Jamestown had Dern and Imhoff arrested. Several witnesses put the two men with a rifle at the scene of the shooting. Having no authority to try civilians, the Jamestown's commander still could have used the damning testimony to send the boys to Portland to stand trial. Yet he felt their offense too slight for that. However, he did hint that the Bavarian Brewery boys were no longer welcome in Sitka. Soon after that, no records could be found of the alleged shooters. I wonder if the captain felt the Bavarian boys' beer inferior to the Sitka Brewery's malts and lagers. Unfortunately for beer connoisseurs in Sitka, though, Juneau's new beer market literally sucked up Sitka's suds. For soon after the shooting, Schmeg pulled up stakes and opened a new store in Juneau. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.